You know, one of the things that growing up as a Puerto Rican, my dad never liked, and I agree with him, he never liked that kids were allowed to say trick or treat. My dad would get very frustrated because he felt that it was a form of manipulation. He felt that if, as a parent, you allowed your child to manipulate people by saying trick or treat, in other words, give me a candy or I'm gonna do a trick to your home, that you couldn't get mad when your child grew up later on in life and tried to manipulate you as a parent. At the end of the day, this is what they learned from you, that they can knock on doors and say trick or treat. You pick. If your teenager came to you today and let's say they're 16, 17, 18, and they said, give me the keys to the car now, or you're gonna get a trick. Do this for me now, or you're gonna suffer some consequences. Most parents would say absolutely not. If you're Puerto Rican like myself, your parents would have already pulled out the chancla.
Why are Hispanic children so well behaved?
The secret is the Hispanic culture, which emphasizes boundaries, developmental growth, and a traditional technique known as la chancla. For centuries, the secret of la chancla has helped millions of Latina moms focus attention to each child's unique needs, instill values of fairness and fair play, encourage healthy eating habits, learn the discipline required to excel in academics, moral reasoning, La Chancla can help every parent master a truly hands-off parenting style.
You better give me a candy or else you're gonna get a trick. Now, of course, kids do this innocently, but I wanna remind you that it's in these little innocent compromises, right? Acts 7:39, in their hearts, they had already turned back to Egypt. Before the action took place in the physical, in the heart, it had already taken place. And Satan comes as an angel of light. So what better way to teach your children to be manipulative when they grow older than to allow it in their youth? But it's just a pumpkin, Tally. It's just carving a pumpkin. Slow down. But it's just this, Tally. It's just calm down. Well, would you carve a pumpkin in the middle of the summer heat in Florida? Odds are you wouldn't. Let's be honest as to why we're doing. We're doing it because we want to partake of the holiday season. I know believers that during the holidays, they want to Christianize it. So they'll dress up as Isaac, Abraham, Jacob, Noah. They'll dress up as all of the biblical characters so that they can redeem Halloween. You don't see witches compromising their beliefs to join Christianity on the Resurrection Day or on Passover or on anything like that. You don't see Muslims compromising. You don't see the world compromising. All I'm saying is that I wanted to make this video very short, nice, and sweet because we can go into in-depth of the origins of Halloween, when it started, how it started, why you shouldn't do it. But it's 2024. You've had YouTube for years. You've seen those videos. And sadly for many people, it's still not working. Just remember that you have a Heavenly Father that has educated you, that has trained you up in the way that you should go. And that is the same thing that you have to do for your children. So don't listen to what I'm simply telling you as a brother who's warning you as a brother. Take this to the Holy Spirit. We have a few days before Halloween. Ask God if He wants you to participate of Halloween and why. Take the time to contemplate. Take the time to ask the Holy Spirit. I think that you're going to hear an answer that is going to align with the biblical principles in the scripture. We're in a day and age that many churches want to Christianize it and say, hey, it's trunk or treat. I don't like the word trick. Let's go ahead and redeem that word and we'll call it trunk or treat. Again, would you carve a pumpkin in February, March, April, May? No, you wouldn't. Would you dress up as any of that in the month of November? No, you wouldn't. Let's be honest as to why in the church we constantly want to act like the world to reach the world. At some point in time, we have to stop being like the world to reach the world. God has called us to be separate. The Christian music industry constantly wants to copy the world so that they can reach the world. The world doesn't need that. The world needs Jesus. They need Jesus, period. Not entertainment plus Jesus. No, Jesus, period. So take these next few days just to pray and go to God as a parent, as a family, and do what He tells you to do. God bless you and your family. Let's pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy, thank you for your grace, and thank you for allowing us the conviction for us to make the right decisions for our families. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you because you allow us to learn from you. You allow us to be better parents from you. And many of the decisions that we make in our homes, we have to ask ourselves, would you as a Heavenly Father allow us to partake in these? Would you as a loving Father that's trying to instruct us on the way that we should go, allow us to partake in certain things? And the answer always is no. And it is important for us to go to you for these answers because our relationship with you is very, very important, especially in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. This is a short little video. I just wanted to bring some thoughts out there because it's going to be an interesting week as we head into election season. But make sure that before we even hit election season, that you're making the right decision when it comes to Halloween. God bless you and your whole family. Thank you for considering sharing this video and supporting this ministry. God bless you always.